Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf, and we are winding down Maseches Yevamos here, and we are on Kuf Yud Tes Amabeis. Kuf Yud Tes Amabeis, and a few more Dafim about Edus Isha. Says the Mishnah we did yesterday, the Mishnah discussed the case where two wives come back from Dinas Hayam, and they were married to two brothers, and they each have testimony about their own husband. And the question of the Mishnah is, how and if does their testimony impact on their husband's brother's wife? So the Mishnah said, if each of them testify that their own husband died, then that testimony works for themselves, but it does not work for their husband's brother's wife, and therefore the other wife is stuck, because maybe she has a Yavam out there that she has to get married to. If one of them is Edim, so then the other one is fine, because if there's Edim that testified about a certain husband, so then the other woman could rely on it. So says the Gemara, Tana, a related case, Lezu Edim Ubanim, U Lezu Lo Edim Velo Banim, Shtian Mutaros. Says the Gemara, if one of the women had witnesses that her husband died, and she had children, and the other one didn't have either, so in that case, they're both Mutar. Why? Because the one who has Edim and children, there's nothing, she's 100% fine. She has Edim that her husband died, and there are children, therefore she's not Zakuk to a Yavam. So therefore she's Mutter. And the other one testifies that her husband died, so she's believed about her husband. And what about a Yavam? There are Edim about the Yavam. So therefore, in that case, both of them would be mutter. There are achronim. Achronim discuss a little bit exactly what the chiddush is. What didn't we know from the Mishnah that this brisa is adding? But either way, it just explicates some of the ideas. Next, there should be. There's no two dots in the Gemara here, but it's as if there was a two dots, because now we're going to have a quote from the Mishnah again. If you just read it straight, it looks like that the next two lines are part of the brisa, but really it's just a quote from the Mishnah. Nisyamu Mesu Ayivamin. The end of our Mishnah said, let's say you have these two women that came back and they each testified about their husband, that their husband died, and there are two other brothers that are here. There are four brothers. These two women were married to two of the brothers. They each come back and say that their own husband died. So therefore they go and marry the other two brothers that are here, that didn't go to Medina Sayyam. And then those brothers died. So then what's the halacha? So the Mishnah had said, Asurod Lihinase. The Tanakhama had said that they are usur to get remarried now. Why? Because you go back to what it was before, there's still a Yavam out there that was not testified about. Each woman testified about their own husband, but the other woman cannot rely on that testimony, and therefore it's usur for these women to get remarried again because there's a Yavam out there. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar argued. Rabbi Elazar had said, once they were allowed to marry these other brothers, brother three and four that are here, then they're mutter to everybody. So what exactly does Rabbi Elazar mean? What is his svara based on? That's what the Gemara asks now. Boi Rava, my time at Rabbi Elazar. What is the reason that Rabbi Elazar allows, after brother three and four die, after they did give him, and then the brothers died, can marry anybody? You know, what happened to the original suffix of brother number two, who the other woman testified about, but there was no real edus about it? So my time with the Rabbi Elazar, what is the real reason the Rabbi Elazar allows these women to get remarried to anybody? Mishum de kasavar tsara me'idala chaverta. Is it really because at root, a tsara can testify about her friend? Tsara here doesn't mean, we're not talking about any tsaras. Tsara is usually two co-wives of the same husband. Here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about two wives that were married to brothers, which the Gemara called before Yevimta, potential tsaras. That's what tsara here means. It means a potential tsara. Mishutaka tsara, tsara midil chaverta. That does, Rabbi Elazar really hold that a tsara, a potential tsara can be made for her friend? Meaning, in these cases, we really believe each woman regarding the other woman as well. Not only do we believe that her husband died regarding herself, we really believe her words regarding the other woman. And therefore, we'll see what the nafkamin is in a minute. Is that why Rabbi Elazar says she could marry anybody? Oh, Dilma, or do we say, Mishum Tehi Lo Makakala Nafsha? Or do we say that, no, the reason that she could be believed now, and each one can marry out, is because what happened to the other woman? The other woman not only testified that her husband died, she got remarried. based on her own testimony. So we say a woman, even if you want to say that she generally is not believed about, you know, her potential co-wife, but she got remarried based on her own testimony, she's not going to go that far in order to mess up her potential co-wife. And therefore, if she even got remarried, it must be that she is telling the truth. Those are two possibilities what the reason of Rabbi Elazar is. Why does Rabbi Elazar allow in the Seifa? Why does he allow the woman, after the Yavamim died, to marry anybody? Why are you worried that there's another Yavam out there? Either because, no, the potential Sarah is always believed to be made for a friend, or because she wouldn't go so far as to get remarried. Well, my nafkamina, what's the difference between these two reasons? Where it says, Pashit, in Suve Letzara Mikami Dida, would we allow each woman to get married? Would we allow her to get married before the married out before the other woman marries out? If the real reason of Rabbi Elazar is that each woman is believed, fundamentally believed, regarding her potential co-wife. But the case is, remember the case, two women come back, married to brothers, they come back to Beis Din, and each one of them says, my husband died. So is the reason of Rabbi Elazar is that, you know what, right now, stop time, right now, each one of them can marry anybody. Why should each one be trusted about the other one? That's true. They're trusted about the other one. So then, afa gavdalo insim and savino lamitzara. So then, you don't need that each one should marry another man before you let each of them get married to anybody, because the reason is the ne'emanus is not based on lo makakal anafsha, that she wouldn't go so far. But if the reason number two suggested that she wouldn't marry somebody else if she wouldn't tell, she wouldn't go so far as to mess up her yevimta in order to, and she would even marry with her being an Eishes Ish. So then, insav minsavina la litzara, ilomasvinan insav lomasmansavinan minsavinan la. So then, we would only allow each woman to get married out if you have Rachel and Leah that came back, we would only allow Rachel to marry out if Sarah got married first. So that's the Gemara's question. What is the real reason for Rabbi Elazar? Tosfos on the previous Amud, on the bottom, my Taima, discusses, is Rabbi Elazar, yeah? I'm saying Yibam. So Yibam, let's say. So Yibam meaning as an Isser Eishazach. That would be an Isser Karis. I mean, she wouldn't go so far as to marry her Yavam unless she was telling the truth, unless we knew for sure. Tosfos discusses on the bottom, Dibur Maskal Mai, didn't we have a Mishnah before that says that there are five women that are not believed? There are five women that are not believed. One of them is this case, a potential co-wife. Yevimta, the Mishnah said before, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that she's not believed. So Rabbi Elazar argues on that Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar is not mentioned in that Mishnah. So what's the Gemara saying? What's the Tesora of Rabbi Elazar? Because a Yevimta, a potential co-wife, is believed, or because she doesn't mess herself up? Lo b'kakal nafsha. Does Rabbi Elazar argue on that Mishnah? So the Tosfos says no. Rabbi Elazar is not mentioned there. So Rabbi Elazar can't argue on the Mishnah. But what's the difference between this case and the case earlier? Oh, so Venera Lari, the fourth white line of Tosfos, Delo Dami, Dela El Vadai, Shahatsaro Yavama Bola Hod Al Chaverta, Ainul Lios Ne'emanatavil Rabbi Elazar. What was that case? A woman comes to court and says, your husband died. So then we're not going to believe the Yavama about the other woman to say that your husband died. That's direct testimony. So there, even Rabbi Elazar agrees. But what's going on here? What happened? A woman comes to court and says, my husband died. That has ramifications for you. Fine. But the real testimony, the Yikar testimony, is my husband died. Each one of them, the Ikar is not to testify about their friend, Ela al Atzma. But the Ikar is, it's about herself. Umamela, there's an incidental ramification that her tzara also has effects from this. So that's where Rabbi Elazar would say it. Again, Rabbi Elazar would agree to that Mishnah before. The only question is here, do we believe each a Yevimta about incidental testimony that has ramifications about the other woman? So that's Tosfos' Ha'ara here. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says on the fifth line on top, Mai. So what exactly is the case here? So Tashma, what's the Raya? What is the real reason for Rabbi Elazar? So Gemara tries to prove it from the Seifa of our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that each woman cannot get married, and then in the Seifa, what does it say? If they married the Yavamin, so then Rabbi Elazar says, so then they can marry anybody. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Hovah Huchul Yavamin Huchul Chaladam. So why does the Gemara specifically have the case of Machlokes in the Seifa and not earlier. So, I amrit bishlama dehilo makalkala nafsha. If the reason of Rabbi Elazar is reason number two, that the reason she's believed is because she wouldn't go so far as to marry her brother-in-law unless she was telling the truth. So then, that's exactly why, that's why the Mishnah says the case that it says. Hainu tiki insav min savinama. So that's why we know that the Mishnah waits. What's the case of Rabbi Elazar? Where does Rabbi Elazar say Shita the Mishnah? Where each woman first married the Yavam, and then now Rabbi Elazar says, okay, now they can get remarried. So that makes sense why the case is said there. But if the real reason of Rabbi Elazar is that Eitz Sara is believed to testify about her friend, the Ikir Hadin, so then Avagad Vloitz of Nami. So why does the Mishnah then wait and quote the Machlokes specifically where they each married already? What about the original case? The first lines of the Mishnah. First lines of the Mishnah says, they come back and they each say, my husband died. They're each Usser. They're each Usser. Doesn't that show? Ela Shvami Na, time of the Rabbi Elazar. It must be, we should be Insifu Velo Makelkel Anafsha. It must be that the reason is because of reason number two. Because if it was reason number one, they're Neman, so then even in the first part of the Mishnah, the Rabbi Elazar should have said Ashita. So the Gemara says maybe it's not a Raya. Rabbi Elazar l'divrayim ka'amalahu. Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah was not really saying his own Shita, which would be even more extreme, but he is just talking, according to you, Rabbanan, at least admit to me about this, as follows. Lididi, according to me, says Rabbi Elazar, Sara me'idah l'chaverta. According to me, each of these women are believed about their friend, because, as Tosfos says, it's only incidental testimony, and when the Mishnah says, Yevimta is not Naaman before, that's only direct. Maybe he would say this by all five women. It's a question. The guard specifically talks about this case. And I hold to Rabbi Elazar, even if they didn't get remarried, I believe her. But according to you, Rabbanan, Odili Mias, at least admit to me, Dehecha de Insav Mitzavinama, Mishub Dehilo Makakal Anafsha. At least admit to me where she got married. Fine, you want to say they're not Naaman, but would a woman go so far as to marry her brother-in-law, even though she didn't specifically see her husband die? Yeah, come on, admit that to me, that in that case, she should be able to marry anyone. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say back, no, Thomas Nafshim Plishtim Hutaka Avda. It could be, we had this as a Havamin before, now we have it as a Maskana. Rabbanan say no, it could be that a woman is so besinna against her potential co-wife that she would even make herself usher, she would be an ashes ishazinsa with her brother-in-law in order to mess up her yevimta. So the Gemara says no proof either way from our Mishnah what the real reason of Rabbi Elazar is. Period. One more try. Tashma, to try to figure out again what is the real reason for Rabbi Elazar. Ha'isha, we quote the Mishnah, or it seems like it's the Mishnah from the last parak, but then as we'll see, it can't be the Mishnah because there's another Shita quoted that we didn't have in the previous Mishnah. So the Cheshek Shlomo says this is just a parallel, it's a Tosefta that's parallel to the Mishnah we had before. Tashma, Ha'isha shahalcha hiu baila l'mdina sayam, a woman that went with her husband to Medina sayam. Uba'a, meaning above Amra Meis Ba'ali, and she comes back and says, my husband died, Tinasi Vititok Subasa. As we said before, even Beis Hillel was Choserbo and agrees to this. She comes back, she can get remarried, and she can even take her Ksuba. Vitsarasa Asura, and her Tsara is Asur. And the Machlokas, because she had the Tsara eat Shuma, if she married to a Kohen. But Tsarasa Asura, Rebbe Elazar Omer, no. All the Hutra he, Hutra Nami Tsarasa. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar was not mentioned earlier. That's how we know if that wasn't our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, no, once she's a mutter, then her tzara is also mutter. So you see, Beferish doesn't mention anything about getting remarried. Just as Shocho, once she's mutter. So it sounds like the first reason of Rabbi Elazar, she's ne'eman about her potential co-wife. Where is it? No, Ema ho'ova hutra v'nisseis. That's what it should mean. Since she was hutra and she got remarried. So again, there's no raya from that case. Period. One final question on this topic. Velechush says the Gemara, why aren't we worried? Even if the reason is lo mekalkel anafsha, even if the reason is, look, she wouldn't get remarried, I have another chash. Maybe she got remarried, but you know what? Lechush dilma begita asoi. Maybe this woman, her husband didn't die, but why is she getting remarried? Because she has a get. She has a get that she's not showing anybody. So she's saying, oh, my husband died. That's why she's remarried. What are we saying? That she wouldn't do this. Maybe she has a get. She's not saying a word. And therefore, she's fine. And her a potential co-wife is going to be messed up. So why aren't we worried about that? Maybe she has a get. And the reason that she's saying, my husband died, so why aren't we worried about that situation? So the Gemara says, you're right. If she got remarried to a Yisrael, then fine, we'd be worried that she's really a grusha. And we would not believe her about the other woman, because a grusha can marry a Yisrael. No, the case here is that she remarried a Kohen. So she married a Kohen, so then the assumption is that she's not a grusha, because she's messing herself up there by a grusha marrying a Kohen. What about Thomas Nafshi? That's according to the Rabbanan. But now we're talking about the Rabbanan reject the Shita Makakla Nafsha. But you, Rabbi Lazar, who says, who hold of Makakla Nafsha, at least admit to be here, so the Gemara says, he would say, the case here is talking about where she married a Kohen. The Aruch Laner here asks a question that he does not answer. He says, I don't really understand why we still would believe her if she married a Kohen. Kashali, itaim der blaz velo makakla nafsha, he says, what's the raya? What does she lose by marrying a Kohen? She's a grusha right now. What does she lose by marrying a Kohen? Shaharei bazel lo tafsid miti. I don't see it. What's the whole svar of the Gemara? She's going to lose, therefore we believe her, because she's not going to do this. What's she going to do? She's already a grusha. Shaharei bazel lo mafsik lum. Deksuba isla. We had earlier in Yevamos. Right? There is a ksuba. Right? For a grusha lakawing. For shnios, there wasn't. We're going to give a number of reasons why the rabbanans are worse than daraisis. So, ksuba isla. The grusha lakawing, yeshla ksuba. Umashin isla lakuna. She can't marry a kawing now. Oive, she's a halala. She can't marry a kawing anyway. She's a grusha. Umashinisal kahuna. Ubaneha chalalim. Ve'ino chalas v'truma. She can't eat truma now. She can't eat truma anyway before she got married. Kolze karev sita kvar. I did get. Kivishin yacholina. Sila kawing. You're going to force her to get a divorce from this husband, so she's not married to the husband beforehand. What? She's no worse. So the Aruch Laner doesn't understand why you would believe her in this case. Even if she got married to a Kohen, why aren't we choshes that she's being Makalkel? I want my co-wife to lose all the Yud Gimel Dvarim, and he said maybe there's a Yerushalmi. He thinks that if it doesn't give this reason, either way, he asked that question, Sorachi, and what exactly she's losing. Wouldn't want her children to be mamzerim. So here they're halalim. Halalim are different. Halalim are mutar lakohol. Halalim are mutar lakohol. So, what about a halal can marry a Yisrael? So right now, a grusha is going to marry a Yisrael. So her kids are going to be Yisraelim. Right? I'm saying so. So either way, that I'm sorry? If she marries a Kohen, I'm saying, but how worse would it be? How worse would it be? That's his question. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Masnisen. Again, this next Mishnah was used. Again, all these dafim were used very much in 9/11 shilas and other shilas that came up throughout history about agunas. Ein ma'iden ella al parts of panim imachotem, aval pishish simonim begufo bekelav. Edom can only testify, or even an Eid Echad, can only testify about a man that died only if they saw his whole face. Parts of panim imachotem, with the nose. The face with the nose. Avamishi simanim begufo bekelov. Even though there are other simanim, we'll talk about this line in the Gemara, even though there are other simanim on his body or on his clothing, still the face is the ikker. The face is the ikker, that's the determining factor, and therefore you have to be sure that one sees the face with the nose. The Pnei Yeshua notes that if you look at Meseches Bechoros, the requirement for the nose is Durabanan. Really, the face is the ikar. So, even if the nose is not there, the rest of the face is d'oraisa. The nose, that's a chumra midrabana and a chashash. So he says. So why is it? You know, he says, why is it that? You know, if it's only a chashash derabanan, and here we're going to talk about simanim, we're going to get to the sugya of simanim here, it says simanim don't work. Why don't simanim work? Simanim are at least on a derabanan level. So you want to say simanim don't work for daraisas, but here the whole chashash is derabanan. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you know what you see here? See from here? If there's a chashash derabanan, but the context is a daraisa context of Eishes Ish, that's called daraisa. And therefore, it's bringing simanim, certain levels of simanim would not work because that would be called the daraisa issue, even though the specific detail is a derabanan detail. That's the Pnei Yeshua, what he learns that from our Mishnah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz expands on this and he says maybe it doesn't work by all derabanans. Because Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says there are two types of derabanans. of chashash derabanan. Yesh shnei gederim to betakanos v'chashashos derabanan. Pa'amim geder atakana derabanan have. Sometimes you have a takana of derabanan. Have sha'av shemei ikir adin daraisa ein sarach lachshosh. Tik derabanan lachshosh. Sometimes, even though midaraisa, you don't have to be choshesh. You know what? The rabbanan say maybe. We're not 100% sure. Even though daraisa, we don't have to be worried about. The chances are, midarabanan will extend the chashash and therefore say, you know, one has to be worried. That's one type of derabanan. But you have another type of derabanan. Upa'amim shetakanes chachamim hi laser iser mechudush. Ve'ein bazeh geder iser Torah kol afilu midareyam. Sometimes derabanan say, you know what? It's not allowed. It's not allowed. Are you really worried that it's going to... No, you're not really worried. But it's an iser mechudash. And says the, like, he said, for example, like Yayin Nesach. Be worried about Yayin Nesach. It's to be mafresh the Jews from the non-Jews. So everybody's a type of Yayin, you're really worried? No, you're not worried. They touched it. Not worried, it's an iser mechudash of stam yein and v'yayin nesach. So he says the only time that the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush would apply is by iser type 1. Where the drabanan is an extension of the real chash daraisa. That's what we're talking about here. Even though daraisa, the face is enough, but without the nose, you know, it's extended. And therefore, that we would consider that a daraisa context, and we would not rely on simanim. But in a case of a separate type of Zera Chash Derabanan, then we would allow upon it. He says that because he has to answer up certain cases.
How does that principle work with the whole idea of Mishumi Guna?
How does that principle work? Mishumi Guna, we're makel about the people involved. We're not makel about the level of testimony that is needed. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're makel about, we're not going to say circumstantial evidence is going to work. We're not going to say that, but we're going to say the people involved who we usually don't trust always, that's what we have. Okay, like the source of the testimony and the testimony itself. The source of the testimony will allow. The source, Eid Mipi'e, Isha, Mesiach Levitumo, the source of the testimony, that's where we have coolest. But the level of the standard of it, did it really happen or not? So then we don't find so many coolest, because we might even go a little bit in the opposite direction. You got to really have seen it. Talking about Isha's Ish, talking about Isra Kari's. So we'll get back to that discussion of the Pnei Yeshua in 2 minutes as well. We'll get back to that in Tosfos. So says the Mishnah, you have to see the face with the nose. Also, you can't testify unless you saw him dead. Test they saw him dead. Even if they saw him with a mortal wounds, Meguyad means chopped. Parts of his body were chopped off. Vitzalov, or he was hanging. Vachaya ochelespo, or a wild animal was eating him. If you didn't see him dead, you can't testify. The Gemara will talk about each of these. Part 3. Ein me'idin ela ad gimel yamim. You're not only allowed to testify up until 3 days of death. Because after 3 days of death, the body starts to decompose and it looks a little different. And therefore, one is not allowed to testify after 3 days. Rabbi Huda ben Baba Omer, no, lo kala adam, lo kala vakam, lo kala shoshavin. No, every case is different. Sometimes you have a cold climate, and the body remains for a few weeks. Sometimes you have a very hot, boiling, sunny desert climate, but even less than 3 days. So he says you can't decide, you can't make any general rules. He's going to Shas here, says, I ain't psachim, we have a similar lashon. We have a case where you have talking about women kneading dough in different ovens, one's kneading, one's baking, so are they allowed to do it together, or separately, Shash Chametz? So the Mishnah also says, it depends on the woman, it depends on the kneader, it depends on the oven. Not everything is equal. You have to look at every case. Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Padachas lo parts of Panim, parts of Panim lo Padachas, Ein me'idin ashiyu shneihem imachotem. You have to have the forehead, the face, and the nose. You got to have the whole entire facial features. Tosfos on top. Says Rabbeinu Tam, quoted from Sefer HaYashar. Three points in Tosfos. Number one, says Rabbeinu Tam, this whole discussion of having to have their whole face is only if the rest of the body is not there. That's where you need the whole face. If the whole body is there, and then you have most of the face, of course you can tell who that is. You have the whole body there. That's point one. All right, Rabbeinu Tam, d'davka k'she'ein sham ela ha'partzof, ela kol gufo shalem, afilu ein kan padachas v'chotem, nikeru heitev ha'yibaydei simani ha'guf. If you have the whole body, the Mishnah is not talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you only have the partzof, so then you need the whole partzof, with the chotem and the padachas. But if you have the whole body there, the Mishnah does not apply. Point one. Point two of Tosfos, third skinny line. V'heichash eino nechbal b'panim. If there was no wound to the face, you find him dead, but the face is perfect, so then, v'adi nireh davar pashut sheyuchal akir afilu achar kama yamim. Then obviously, even after 3 days. Says if there was something that happened to the face, so then something could happen when after 3 days. But if the face, if a person just died, a person the face was perfect, so then after 3 days is not going to decompose. Number two. Number three, says Tosfos, towards the end of Tosfos, what if you're not sure if it was within 3 days or not? You're not sure? You're not sure. Most of the time you're not gonna sure. There's not gonna be a sign on it, I died, dot dot dot. You're not sure? You can be Mekel. Can be Mekel, Chashash Rabbanan. That is all the 3 points of Tosfos. The Ritva knocked each one of them off. I argue with each one. The Ritva says, what do you... He says, the Mishnah is not Machalik. The Mishnah doesn't say, oh, only if the body is not there. It's the face is the defining feature of a person. The face is really what people have similar bodies, but the face is the face. That's how you tell a person. And therefore, the Ritva says, the Mishnah is even if the body is there, and even if he's not upon him, 3 days is 3 days. What about the last issue about Safik you don't know or not? So that the Chachmei Svara, the Ritva, the Rashba also quotes, that's a Safik. What's the Safik? You say, if you don't know if it was within 3 days or not, I'm not sure if you should go L'chum or L'kula. What's the Safik? So again, it might be like the same issue of the Pnei Yeshua. The Chshash after 3 days is a Durabanon Chshash. We're worried that the face might not be the same. But the issue is Daraisa. The issue is an issue is Daraisa. So that's what the Rashba is quoted in the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Gerushin, and he quotes it. He says, "Ikal Ameir, I'm not sure what to do. If you're not sure if 3 days have passed or not, Ikal Ameir, the Ein Me did a love Da'avi Leisveka Daraisa Ulachumra. Ikal Ameir, to give it to Makirinoso Chazaka Hu El Dechasher Rabbanon. Right? Is it the Daraisa? Is it Rabbanon? Might be the same issue that the Pnei Yeshua brought up before. So that is." Machlokas, Bali Tosfos, and the Ritva, and the other Chachmei Svarad, about whether this Mishnah is very limited or not. What happens, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, about if you're not sure if it was 3 days or not. The Shulchan Aruch also talks about the following case. What happens if there's a call that went out, so-and-so died. So-and-so Reuven died, and you find him a week later. So, let's say, according to the Shita that says, only 3 days. So what happens in this case? You heard that he died, and now it's a week later. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, for sure it's fine. Why? Miman Efshach. If you trust the kol, so then you've just proven the kol, and therefore this is the guy that died. If you don't trust the kol, so then how do you know it wasn't within 3 days? Right? It's probably within 3 days. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, in that case, Yasa kol ishponi meso nerag afilo achar gimel yama matzu meis. That's the case that the Shulchan Aruch has. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye v'itemer of Kahana Maikro. What's the pasuk that says that the face is the ikur? Hakaras panehem unsabam. Right, the recognition of their faces was what showed them. Abba Bar Masa to who Abba Bar Minyome, Habibaski bade the Reish Galusa Zuze. Abba Bar Masa once borrowed money from the Reish Galusa. And I guess it wasn't time to pay up yet, but he didn't want them to harass him. So I see Kira, Davak Bibal Yasa, he took some wax and he put it on a rag. I guess he used the wax for it to be a little sticky. Davak Bapusain, he put it on his forehead, Khalaf Kamayu, Velobashakruha, and he walked by them and they didn't recognize him. Right? It just shows you that the forehead and the face is the ikur in identifying people. Peri. So now the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah said, even if there are simanim on the body and clothes, still, that's not good enough. You have to have the face. Lameimer, the simanim lav da'oraisa, is this to tell me that simanim are not da'oraisa? This came up before, and we noted before, this is a, Tosfos did this before. Here the Gemara does it. We are comparing simanim in Dine Mamanis by Hashavas Aveda, and simanim by Edus Isha, because some of these, right, the Lashon sounds like here we're talking about like the issue of Simanim Daraisa Darabanan, just like in Eilam Metzias. So that's an assumption. So says the Gemara, is this to say the fact that Simanim don't work here? Is that to tell me that Simanim are not Daraisa? Veraminhi, but we learned Matsu Kasher. Let's say there's a Shliach that brought a get, and then he lost it. And then weeks later, he finds the get. Where does he find the get? Matsu kasha bekis uba arniki uba tabas. He finds the get tied with his signet ring, or in his money belt, or with his in a pocket. Oshanimsa ben kelov, or he finds it amongst his other items. Afilu zman meruba kasher. So we say that even a long time later, it's kosher. So that seems to say simanim daraisa. The fact that you allow, what's the case? That's gittin. So allowing a woman to get remarried. So it's the same context. Isereshus ish. So doesn't that show simanim adaraisa? So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lokasha. Really, it's a machlokas tanaim. Harer belazer ben avoy mahabai harabanan. So machlokas we show machlokas tanaim. Whether simanim daraisa or not, and they would be trusted in this case. The Tanya the Brisa says ein meiden al hashuma. You don't accept testimony about a shuma. Shuma is a mole, a type of growth on a person's body. No, that's not good enough. Rabbi Eliezer ben Mahavai, Omer Me'idin, you do, you are made. My lab hakamifugi. The Mar Sarva Simon Daraisa, Mar Sarva Simon Darabanan. Maybe that's the machlokas. Our mission is, according to the Manda Amr, that does not rely on Simonim. That source about get is according to the opinion that says you do rely on Simonim. Isn't it a machlokas tanaim? And isn't the machlokas tanaim Simonim Daraisa, Simonim Darabanan? So Gemara says, no, maybe there's another possibility what the machlokas is. Three other possibilities. Number one, Amar Rava de Guliyama Simonim Daraisa. Maybe everybody holds Simonim Daraisa. Hacha Beshuma Mitsuya Beben Gilo Kamifagi. Really, Simonim should be trusted. The machlokas is here. Are we choshesh that people that were born at the same time and are in the same mazel, Ben Gilo, you know, do they have the same growths? The same moles might appear on the same, the people from the same, Rashi quotes, from the same Nolad Beperak Echad Bemazel Echad. That's the machlokas. Marsar Shuma Mitsuya Beben Gilo, Marsar Ein Mitsuya Beben Gilo. Are we choshes that other people have this Shuma? That's one possibility. You don't know, right? There's other people dead. Meaning, it could be somebody who is this, his age and his build and his you know, it looks like his body. Not one Ben Gilo. Right. Could be a lot of Ben Gilos, right? The Gemara says, right, if your beaker cholim takes away 1/60th of the illness, only applies to a Ben Gilo. Plus a Ben Gilo, the Gemara says, I said, why do you get 60 people to go there? The Gemara asks, well, if it gets 60 people to go there, the guy will be healed. Gemara Nadarim. So he said, no, it only applies to a Ben Gilo. The other possibility is, no, maybe it applies, the machlokas is, do we assume that sometimes shumas, bodily growths change after death? Maybe that's the chashash. Mar savar, asui l'shtanos lachar misa, mar savar, ein asui l'shtanos lachar misa. And finally, the next one, possibility number three or four, if you count the original Havamina. V'yigad amrei, amarava dukuli amas simanim derabanan. Really, everybody holds simanim derabanan. Ay, v'hacha, b'shuma, shuma simin muva kamifugi. What category of simin is a shuma, is a mole? Mar savar simin muva, mar savar la simin muva. There are three categories of simanim. The Magen Mishnah says this in Ilchas Gzela, in Perek Yud Gimel. Three categories of simanim. Some simanim are called muvhakin. Muvhakin biyoser. Clear, fishur simanim. Could go nekev yeshbo betzad os ploni. You know, identifying my shtar. There was a hole in the base. You know, there aren't holes in bases. So that is a simin muvak, and everybody agrees that works. Ve'ilah simanim machzir nalam aveda dvar torah l'dibri akol v'hari hein ke'edim. Simen Muvak is like an aid. That's what the Gemara here says. Maybe a mole is a Simen Muvak. Most say Daraisa, right? Simen Muvak is Daraisa, but it works everywhere. Top Rashi is discussed in the Achronim. Top Rashi seems to say even a Simen Muvak might be Durabanan. V'yava got the Simanim Durabanan. A Simen Kihai Samchinan Afilo Iser Daraisa. Rashi seems to say that even if Simen Muvak is Durabanan, still it's going to work for a Daraisa. So unless we have Durabanan mechanisms that work for daraisas. For example, sometimes you have a kinyan drabanan. Kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin might be a kinyan drabanan. Where do you learn kinyan chalipin from? What's the source of kinyan chalipin? Learn it from Rus. Learn it from Rus. Lafish nala, take off your shoe. You learn it from Rus. So it might be a kinyan drabanan. But nobody's going to say that a kinyan chalipin can't create a chalos daraisa. Right, that everybody accepts the ksuba with a kinyan chalipin. So that's Rashi. You might have a derabanan that affects the daraisa. So that's the one type. That's the one level of simon. The Magen Mishnah continues. Then you have simanim chashuvin. You have chashuv simanim. What's that? How tall was he? How much he weighed? How much does it weigh? How tall? So that's not a simon mubuk. People can take good guesses. But if you say how tall or shorter or the weight, that's the machlokas of simanim daraisa, simanim derabanan. And number three, there is simanim geruin. It was red. It was red. Come on, it was red. Everything in the many things in life are red. Then you don't do it if he was right. He was short. You don't say he was 5'6". He was short. He was tall. So that's the lowest level of siman. So that's the last possibility in the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Ulahach lisha dama Rava simanim daraisa. According to the opinion that said that Rava does, according to Rava who said simanim are daraisa, then how do you read our Mishnah? Haktani avishi simanim begufa bekelov. Our Mishnah says you can't trust simanim, but if simanim are daraisa, why can't you trust simanim in our case? So the Gemara says no. What are the simanim in our case in our Mishnah? Gufo daarech vagutz. We're talking about where he says, you know, it's either short or tall. Meaning it's not the top level simanim. Kalev the chayshin l'sheila. Aye. You identify his clothes? No. Maybe he borrowed his friend's clothes. Maybe he borrowed a shirt that day. So maybe it's not the person who owns this shirt. V'yichayshin l'sheila. If that's true, that we're always choshesh, that people borrow things. Chamor b'simani ukif heichim adrinon. So why is it that if you see a donkey wandering and you know whose saddle is on the donkey, you could return the donkey to the saddle owner? Right, why are you worried that the saddle was borrowed, just like you're worried that the clothes were borrowed? Where it says, no, lo shayli in sheyuchba. People don't lend out their saddles. Why? Demaskifle lechamra. The people wouldn't borrow saddles because it damages the animal. Like if it doesn't fit perfectly, it's going to scratch the back of the animal. So saddles aren't lent out. So that's why a saddle is a good raya. Aye, what about the case we brought up before? Matzu kasha bekisu ba'arniki b'tabas heichim ahadrinan. So why in the case where the shliach get finds the get amongst his stuff? So maybe, how do we know? Maybe it was, or even if we find it, maybe the arniki doesn't belong to him, maybe he lent that out, maybe the tabas, maybe all that is also a problem. So Gemara said, is not for sure the owners. Tabas chai shilu zufe. No, nobody lends out their signet rings. People are going to use it for signing things that they don't want them to sign. Are you going to give out your stamp? No, that's not going to work. Kisva arniki menachshi inshi velo mushli. Also, by these bags and special money belts, people are very superstitious about it, and also they wouldn't lend it out. So in all these cases, that's why in these last cases, you could be sure that it was the owner that had them. Vibai Seima, going back to earlier, another answer is whether you would trust the testimony of the Mishnah. Why don't you trust the testimony of the Mishnah? Caleb Bechivri Vesumki. It was the low level simanim. It was, he has a white shirt. He has a red shirt. Everybody has white shirts and red shirts. So that's why that's what simanim means in the Mishnah. Period. Okay, Vayter. Says the Mishnah, Vafilu Ra'uli Maguyad, even if you saw him chopped up, even if you saw Maguyad chopped up, he still can't testify. Says the Gemara, Lameimad de Maguyad Chaye. Is that to tell why? Because you assume the chopped up person is going to live? Veramini, but we have a Mishnah in Ahalus. Adam eino metame achatetzi nafsho. A man does not become tame mace. When does the house become tame? When he dies. When he dies. Afilu meguyad, afilu goses. Even if he is meguyad, even if he's chopped up, he's not metame ohel yet. Even if he is a goses, even if he's in the throes of death, is coming on, he's a goses, he's on the edge, still he's not metame ohel yet. Says the Gemara now. Timuya lo metame. So what's the Mishnah saying? These people are not metame mace yet. Hamich yelo chaye. So we can be medaika, they're not going to live. So why can't you testify about a meguyad? Right? The Mishnah in Allah says he's not tame mace yet, but we're medaika that he lochor, but he's going to die. So why don't you say he could testify about a meguyad? And Amar Abaya, Allah says you're right. There's a machlokas, lokasha harb shimen alaza harabanan. Really, there's a machlokas about whether you could testify about a maguyad. We'll read the machlokas in a minute, but just 2 points. One is Tosas's question. Tosas says, what do we medai from the Mishnah in Ahalus? Oh, it says maguyad is not tamatama yet. Oh, so it must be though that he's going to die. What about the other one in that Mishnah? Goses. Goses is going to die? We pass in rove goses in lamisa. There's a miyad not. So you're not going to go by the rove. Like, what kind of diyak is that? You can't make the diyak by the goses. You can't make the diyak by the maguyad. So maybe the Maguyad is a wrong diak also. Tosva says, maybe here we're talking about a Goseis Shehu Maguyad. It's one case. It's a Goseis, that is a Maguyad. Right? It's somebody who's in the throes of death because he was chopped up. So it's one case. Maybe that's the discussion. The Rabban also gives another discussion. But there's a big discussion in the Rishonim about the status of Goseis. The Rashba quotes an amazing Machlokes. There's Rashba in Gittin Daf Ayin quotes a Machlokes. There's a Das Yachid from Reb Yoel Mibon, who quotes that a goses is considered kemes in terms of kinyanim. A goses can't make kinyanim. Ah, he's kichai l'chol dvarav, as we're going to have later on the amud, the first line of Masech HaSmachos, harihu kichai l'chol dvarav, a goses. No, that's only in terms of misa, in terms of yibum, in terms of things that happen automatically, yerusha and tumah, but in terms of his own actions, he is kemes. And the Rashba and Rov Rishonim argue on this. No. Goses says the first line in Maseches Machos, Harehu kechai l'chol dvarav. A goses is a chai. Avo riba leitosis kosev, the begoses kechai l'chol dvarav. It will be shudat miyusheves, as long as his das is miyushev. V'yochol adaber, matana so matana, gito get gamur. A goses can give a get, a goses everything. But that is a day according to the Rashba, which generally we do not accept. But that is, we assume a goses is kechai l'chol dvarav. Okay, let's finish up for a minute, then I'll say one more point about a goseis. So Rabbi says, this is machlokas tanaim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, again, our Mishnah is the Shita that says it's machlokas tanaim, whether a maguyad is going to live or not. Our Mishnah assumes a maguyad might live, and therefore, again, what's machlokas a metzius? No, it must be a machlo. There are certain percentages that live, and the question is that halachically valuable? So our Mishnah holds that a Maguyan might live, therefore you cannot testify. And the Mishnah Allah says he can. The Tanya me'idin ala Maguyad ve'in me'idin ala Tzaluv. You can be me'id on a Maguyad, on somebody who's chopped, but not me'idin on somebody who was hanged, because maybe, you know, he'll get off. Rishim ben Elazar omer, af ala Maguyad me'idin. Rishim ben Elazar says, no, even on a Maguyad you can't testify. No, because it's possible that he'll live in the end. Possible that his wounds will heal, and he will live. So our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that you cannot testify about a Maguyad. Can you really say the author of our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? What about the next Mishnah, on Kuf Chaf Aleph, tomorrow's daf, Bakhtani Seifa? But the end of this discussion, and we would assume it's the same author, says, Maisa ba'asya ba'echa sheshashalu l'mayam. It was a person that got thrown off a boat. V'lo olsa bi'adam el araglo. And when they tried to pull him back, they only got his leg. Yamru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, Min ha'arkuba ulamala, if they got a large chunk of the leg, meaning above the knee, they got a big chunk of the leg, then Tinasi, then his wife could get remarried. Because nobody's gonna live with missing such a large part of the leg. Min ha'arkuba ulamata lo Tinasi. But if they only the bottom part of the leg, so lo Tinasi, then his wife can't get remarried, because maybe the husband came out on the other side of the river, other side of the water, and you don't see him. But what do you see from here? A meguyad, minar kuba ulamal, it says tinaseh. This is a meguyad. So you see, how could this be Rav Shimon Elazar Shita? Rav Shimon Elazar just is, if he's the author of our Mishnah, he must be the author of the next Mishnah, but he just said you cannot testify about a meguyad. And here you see you can testify about a meguyad, that his why he died. So Mara said, no, shani maya de marzumaka. No, water makes things worse. Water does not allow healing to take place, and that's why he would agree in that case. Period. I once saw, said Arachana, a traveler, the Shakal Safsira, who took a sword, Vigadila Gaimle, and chopped off parts of his camel, and basically it didn't die, it's right away it died while it was howling from pain. So you see, a Maguya dies right away. So why, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, how could you say that you can't testify about a Maguyad? We can be mechayev between animals and people. So Amar Abaya, Hahika Chisha Havi. That was a weak camel. But normally, you would say a Maguyad has possibilities of living, says Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rava Amar, going back to earlier, another answer, maybe to answer up the difference, the machlokas between the Mishnayas, Bistachin Melubenes V'divri Yakol. Maybe our case is talking about a case he was Maguyad with a heated knife. Heated knife, then everybody agrees that Mishnah. That everybody agrees that you could testify about somebody who was cut with a sakin milubenis. Period. Okay. One other thought about goseis. I might have mentioned this a few years ago, but it's a thought to review. The first line, as I mentioned in Maseches Machos, ha goseis harayu kachay l'chol davar. The Mefarshim point out that before Maseches Machos, which is all about Hilchas Avelos, Lashon Sagi Nahar, there's a three line brisa quoted out of nowhere. It's not part of Maseches Machos. Before it says Perek Rishon, Vayhi b'chatzi alayla v'Hashem hiku kol b'char b'eres Mitzrayim v'ksiv kilib kol b'char b'yamakosu kol b'char. And Rabbi Yochanan goes on to explain afa pishahika osam makas mavis b'chatzi alayla. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said this a few years ago. Right, I mentioned this Shal Shuris a few years ago. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did makas b'choros, ha'isa nafsha mifar peres b'hem araboker. The Mitzrayim, the firstborns, didn't die till the next morning. Hashem smote them at night, because they're two psukim. One says he smote them b'chatzos alayla, the other one says b'boker. So, what is it? So the Brisa says that he hit them at night, and they didn't die till the next morning. So ask the Nachlas Yaakov on the bottom of the Maseches Machos. What is this doing here? What does that have to do with Goses? He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Tes says that there was an apikoris that asked,
one of the Vadagani Goses. I'm sorry, let me find it. There was a Rabbi Karis that asked, where is it? I'm sorry. I just got to find it. What is this doing here? Where is it? Here it is. Amin asked Rabbi Avahu, Elokechem Kohen Hu, Dechsi V'yikhu Li Truma, Ki Karva L'moshe V'may Tavau. Your God is a Kohen, right? V'yikhu Li Truma. He eats Truma. So how did he bury Moshe Rabbeinu? How did he make himself Tamei? So, how did he tovel himself after he buried Moshe Rabbeinu in order to then eat Truma? And if you want to say, in water, there's not enough water in the world to put God in, so he answered him in fire. And he quotes the Pasuk in a Navi to say that fire, you could be kosher yourself in fire. So Tosfos says, why didn't he ask, how could he make himself Tamei in the first place? No, it's a child. The Jews are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he was metame himself in the first place. How could he kill the Bakas B'chorim then? Right? An evil Malach, an evil Osarav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The foes of Yatsmo killed the B'chorim. So how could he be metame himself for the B'chorim? Right? Cherev Harikah Cholol, you put a sword in, right? That's you make yourself tame. So I find the Jews. You could bury Moshe Rabbeinu, but Abba Bakas B'choris, he didn't die right away. He didn't die right away. He hit them at night, but they didn't die till the next morning. They were only ghosts of him right away. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was not Mitame himself. So said the Nachlas Yaakov, that's exactly the point. It quotes that story, then it quotes the first line, HaGoses Haru Kachai L'chol Dvarav. Because that story is based on the assumption, HaGoses is Kachai. That's why he's not Tame. HaGoses is not Tame, and therefore, that's the connection between the introductory brisa and the first line of Agoses Harikachai L'chol Dvarav. Okay, let's do two more lines. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, and then we'll continue next time. V'chaya Ocheles, it says that if a wild animal is eating the person, you cannot testify about him. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Lo Shona El Mimakam She'in Nafsha Yotza. That's only if you see the animal eating from a part of the body that the nefesh is not tully on. Aval Mimakam She'in Nafsha Yotza, if you see him eating the chest, Me'id, and then you could testify about this person. Remember, he's a Mishmuel, and Mishmuel also says, Shachar Boshnaim, Aroshnaim, Ubarach Me'id. If you see that the person got his simanim ripped out, right, he got his kana and vesha ripped out, then Me'id, and then you can testify about this person. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue on Sunday, when we, Hashem, have a siyum on Maseches Yevamos. I'll at least be Messiah. I don't know when.